I think.
Okay,
So
finally.
one approach. So anyway, one approach to the first bracha, you know, Al Hamila, is sort of a regular bracha on sort of the Maisa Mitzvah of the Mila itself. Whereas that bracha is really attributed to whoever is the one doing the Maisa Mitzvah. So whether it's the Mohel, if it's the Mohel, it's the father's mitzvah. The Mohel says Shaliach. If the father is doing it himself, it's really his own mitzvah, and he's actually doing the Maisa Mitzvah. Whereas the
Fine. That's very nice, Michael. But Michael, we have a fundamental problem. Does anybody have any issues to ask the question right now? Let's just summarize what we have. We have the Rambam. I want to summarize what's going on, and I want to see that this. Let's see. There should be some very serious issue right now. When it comes to Mila, the Rambam writes that if the father does the Mila for somebody else, he says Ala Mila. If he does it himself, it's Limo. And you're saying because it becomes a Maisa Mitzvah. All right. And when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, the Rambam writes that when the father does a Pidyon HaBen for his son, he says Al Pidyon HaBechor, only when the son redeems himself. Okay? So we see there's a difference between Mila and Pidyon HaBen. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay. But there's a problem. Because when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, we were concluding based on the diuk of the Rivash made in the Rambam when it comes to Pidyon HaBen will not continue because it's really the son's mitzvah. The father is just a facilitator. And that's why the mitzvah will not continue. And that's why the nusach of the bracha by Pidyon HaBen is Al Pidyon HaBen. Only when the son redeems himself will you say lit. But when the father does it, the father is just a shliach, a facilitator. And that's why the mitzvah will not continue post bar mitzvah. By Mila, the Rambam says, when the father does a Mila for his son, the bracha is limo. And yet, we proved very strongly the Minchas Chinuch Seraya from Korban Pesach, the Rambam Perusha Mishnayos, all indicate that the Rambam holds that the mitzvah of Mila will stop after bar mitzvah. Doesn't that, we have a difficulty with Svara here. Because if the whole concept of stopping post bar mitzvah is based on the concept that it's really the baby's mitzvah and the father is a shliach, he's the same shliach when it comes to Mila and Pidyon HaBen. So how is it when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, he's a shliach and he makes the bracha al Pidyon HaBen, and when it comes to Mila, he makes the bracha limo? If he's a facilitator and the mitzvah of Mila will end at bar mitzvah, then why does he make the bracha of limo? That's the question that Rav Baruch Be'er asked on this rivash. Right? Everybody with me?
Yeah, I think that obviously Mila is different, and I think it makes sense to say that for he may be the shliach for his son for the other mitzvot, but for Mila, he may not be the shliach. It may be his own mitzvah.
Yeah, but Michael, can you explain what's the chiluk? How is Mila different?
Because Mila, as you see by the other bracha, the mitzvah of Mila is not only to just arrange. I mean, that it's not just a halos that the kid needs a bris Mila. It's all, he has his own tzivoy that he needs to be
maskeis. Okay, Michael, you're right. So why does that stop after bar mitzvah then?
It could be that, I guess you could say a few things. You could argue that the time frame of this mitzvah expires when he becomes it, meaning the father needs to be machnis the son, tachas kanfei ashtina,
okay,
or whatever.
Fine. So what you just said, Michael, is the answer given by Rav Baruch Be'er. In other words, Rav Baruch Be'er says, Mila is defined by ketanim. The father's mitzvah of Mila is to be mal children that are ketanim, which is what you just said, right, Michael?
Right.
Okay. So if you recall, I'm going to read this again. In the Sefer HaMitzvos, under the mitzvah when the Chinuch quotes the mitzvah of Mila, let me just read it to you very clearly. When the Chinuch quotes the mitzvah of Mila, number 12, the Chinuch says, Dina mitzvah, almi muteles Mila saktani, which is exactly what you just said, Michael, that the mitzvah of Mila is defined on the ktani, correct? But I wanted to quote to you the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. If you look number 8, the Rambam says, Hishitzivanu limol esaben. If the Rambam agreed with you, Michael, that or the this is defined by the ktanim, he should have said ktanim. He doesn't say ktanim, he says ben. He agrees the mitzvah will not continue. But why, if it was a part of the very definition, he should have written that in the Sefer HaMitzvos. Okay? Now, you wanted to say another answer, Michael? What's your other answer?
No, I think that was...
Okay,
no,
that's it? Okay, anybody else with an answer? Okay.
Maybe because there are two brachos by Mila.
Right.
So when you have two brachos, one of them may become al. Like, for example, by tefillin. You have loniach tefillin. And then as Ashkenazim, right, we say another bracha, al mitzvahs tefillin. We're not going to say loniach tefillin a second time.
So you're saying that's because there are two brachos, that's why it's going to be
Because there's also lachnisa obivriso shel Avraham
Avinu. Wait, David, but wait a minute. Wait a minute. The Rambam says that when you mal another child, you always say al. We're going to say al twice. We still have two brachos. If you're right, that should be true even if you're mal somebody else's baby.
Well, no, you do say two different brachos.
Right. Al, but when it comes to be mal another person, you say al, hamila. But right. When you mal your own child, you say limo.
And there's two brachos.
And there's still two brachos. So your theory cannot be correct. You follow?
Yeah.
But that can't be right. All right. I was thinking of a different approach. I mean, we have the answer of Baruch Be'er, which is what Michael just said. That's possible. I just think that maybe that's not correct because of the Lashon of the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos. I was thinking a little differently, that simply because the Rambam will say, as long as... Michael, you were saying this before, that the Rambam holds that Mila is a Maisa Mitzvah. Remember you said that from Rav Schechter? So maybe that would explain it. As long as it's a Maisa Mitzvah, then we will say limo, even if it's the baby's mitzvah. It's only by Pidyon HaBen, which is not a Maisa Mitzvah, as you said, the baby should be redeemed. So then, if you're doing it for the child, since it's the child's mitzvah, you will say al. But when it's a Maisa Mitzvah, even though it's the child's mitzvah, the mere fact it's a Maisa Mitzvah, that will itself generate that it should be lit. All right.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I just see a problem with the comparison of Pidyon HaBen and Bris, because anybody can perform the Bris, but you can't do a Pidyon HaBen on someone else's child. So it's the father who's responsible to do Pidyon HaBen. He can't.
Okay.
So the father can do a Pidyon HaBen on somebody else's child, but somebody else's father can't do a Pidyon HaBen on someone else's child.
Okay.
So it's made just for the father of that particular child.
So okay, how does that help?
So that you can't really compare the two.
Okay. Because, So therefore,
the bracha is not equal from Pidyon HaBen and Bris.
But wait a minute, Mark. Wouldn't that be more of a reason why you should say al versus lit? It should be almost like a kal v'chomer. When it comes to Pidyon HaBen, as you just mentioned, you cannot do Pidyon HaBen for somebody else's child, right? So that, first of all, that's not so clear. Maybe you could, but... That's a question. But even if you're right that you can't, so, and you still, the Rambam says, you say the word al, so when it comes to Mila, which you could do for somebody else, wouldn't that be a kal v'chomer you should say al?
No, because that should be for yourself. The al.
I mean, you want to say al, but no, the Rambam says al is when you do it for others. When you do it for yourself, you say lit. That's the problem, Mark. It's okay. The reverse. That's what I'm trying to tell you. The Rambam writes, when you do a mitzvah for yourself, you say lit. You don't say al. You only say al when you do it for somebody else.
Got it.
Okay, so that's not going to work. Okay, so we have covered so far by the mitzvah of Mila and the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen that they both, whether they continue post bar mitzvah or not, is machlokas, Rambam and the Rashba. Rambam says in both cases they do not. The Rashba says, as the Brice and Kiddushin mentions, all of the items will continue. And the Rashba will probably say Doraisa based on the Mechilta. But the Chinuch makes a split. Let me read the words of the Chinuch when it comes to the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen. So let's see the Chinuch by Pidyon HaBen. Number 16 says the Sefer Achinuch, Ulefi hadome shahaav chayav leolam liftos bno. Vafilu achar shehigdil haben ha mitzvah. Afilu achar shehigdil haben ha mitzvah muteles al haav. Laasos. All right. So the Chinuch says, "Mutelasa v'kol b'chur adam b'vanechativ dead." That's the pasuk. Are shehitil mitzvah al ha'av v'kein yira b'kiddush. So the Chinuch is black and white, and he says that the mitzvah will continue. So the Chinuch is making a split. It was meduic from the words of the Chinuch, since he says ktanim, that Mila will not, but when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, it will. So we have three shitas harishonim. The Rashba says everything will continue. The Rambam will say, so far, Mila and Pidyon HaBen will not, and the Chinuch makes a split. And we need to explain the Chinuch. Okay. So first, let me just quote the proof from the Gemara in Kiddushin. So the Gemara in Kiddushin, if we go back to that source of the Gemara in Kiddushin in the very beginning, so the Gemara says, Tan Rabbana, who lived those who be no lived those? Who called them livno? Who comes first? You have a choice. You only have enough money to be poda yourself or your son. Who should you be poda, yourself or use the money to be poda your son? So the Brisa says, you poda yourself. Rabbi Yehuda Omer b'no kodma. Why? Shezeh mitzvaso al avi, because your mitzvah Pidyon HaBen was chal on your father. Vezeh mitzvah b'no Allah. While to be poda your son is a mitzvah on you. So the Chinuch says, listen, what does it mean a mitzvah to be poda, your son is on you. So, means we have three generations. We have a grandfather, we have a son, and we have a grandson. And this son is old enough to have a child. And his father, his grandfather, we have a grandfather who didn't redeem the father. And the grandson also needs to be redeemed. The question is, should the son be redeemed or the grandson? If the son is old enough to have a child, that means he's post bar mitzvah. And it's still talking about he has a mitzvah on his father to redeem him, because it says, Shezeh mitzvah so al aviv. So doesn't that prove that the grandfather, even though the son is already post bar mitzvah, the grandfather is still mechuyev to redeem the father, who we call father now. So that's a pretty good proof, says the Chinuch, that the mitzvah of Pidyon HaBen should continue post bar mitzvah. Right? Pretty good, right? All right. And says
that he, yeah, he doesn't call it himself the father. Says who lift those who've no lift.
Right.
Those.
The father redeems himself, but the Lashon of the Gemara says, in the Lashon of Rabbi Yehuda, says, B'no Kodmo, the son, he redeems his son. He does not redeem himself. Shezeh mitzvaso al aviv, because his mitzvah pidyon haben was hal on his father, the grandfather.
Oh, so he is already secondary.
Right.
That himself, he's secondary. Right. And his own son is primary.
Right. We have three generations. Right. That's why I call grandfather, father, and the grandson. Right. So you see that the grandfather, that what you call primary, is still mechuyev, even though the secondary is post bar mitzvah. Right? All right. Yeah. So the Gemara continues. So the question is, how will the Rambam, the Rivash, defend themselves? They'll say mitzvaso al aviv means it was chal originally on his father. It doesn't mean at that point in time. Theoretically, it was chal. It was originally chal on his. Doesn't mean at the moment.
Oh, but still, his own son is primary because
right. His own son is primary because his own son is still under bar mitzvah. Because he can't do it himself. You follow? So you can read the Gemara like that and get out of it. Okay. If anything, the Rivash brings the Raya the opposite, because he says if you continue in the Gemara says, Koheka deleka elacham islam. If you only have five coins, who calls him? No, everybody agrees that he will redeem himself and not his son. My time a mitzvah de gufa yadifa. Ki pligi heka deika chamish mishubadim chamish bnei kor. Now, says the Rivash, what do you mean mitzvah d'gufei adifa? If you learn like the Rashbah, that the mitzvah of pidyon haben is a mitzvah on the father, and it's a mitzvah like tefillin, why is that mitzvah not on gufei? That's also the gufei. How is it not the gufei? You know why it's not the gufei? It's not his mitzvah. It's his son mitzvah. He's just a shliach of his son. That's why it's not the gufei. But if you learn like the Rashbah, then why does the Gemara call that the gufei? That's the Raya of the Rivash against the Rashba. So same Gemara, and we have Rayas both ways. Okay.
Is that why they tell you on the airplane, always put your oxygen mask yourself, protect yourself first, and then you can take care of
yourself first. Okay, right.
Yeah.
All right. So the question is, what's the Svara of the Chinuch? We understand the Svara of the Rashba. The Svara of the Rashba is that it's the mitzvos haben al av are really chal on the father. The svar of the Rambam are that they're really the mitzvos of the son, and the father is just a facilitator, a shliach. But the Chinuch makes a split. When it comes to Mila, the Chinuch says that it will not continue, and when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, it will. So how are we going to resolve the Chinuch? It's a seems to be a discrepancy in the Chinuch. So how, anybody suggest me how we defend the Chinuch?
Well, I'm not sure. I can only say that when it comes to Pidyon HaBen, you're not actually touching the person's body, cutting the orla off here. Basically, it's almost like a financial, I owe to the Kohen.
All right.
To any Kohen, and it's a financial obligation. I have to redeem myself.
Well, this is something that's on the goof of the child, and therefore that will be specifically... Okay, you're going deeper. But Michael, along the lines you were saying before, that it's a mitzvah that was defined by the child, that would fit in the Chinuch, because the Chinuch used the word ktanim. So you could say in general, the Chinuch agrees to the Rashba that every mitzvah continues, but Mila is different because Mila was defined by the Ketanim. You could say, David, as you are saying deeper, the reason the Mila is defined by the Ketanim because it's on his body. That's just going a little deeper. But I think we already have this lumdus for the Chinuch. The Chinuch says Mila is defined by definition. The mitzvah of Mila is to be mal your children. Okay. In fact, I was really wondering, let's say they do a Mila on a Gadol, do they make a bracha? That's the question. Will the bracha be, if you go on like the lumdus of the Chinuch, maybe then you don't make a bracha. I don't know. Okay.
Well, I mean, this was very practical. The person had an Eved Kanani. He had to be Malim.
No, but that's different because Evet Knani, the Rambam Beferish says, is post bar mitzvah. You remember right. In Korban Pesach, he says by Mila of the his banim is Ktanim, but Avadim is even Gdolim. So Evet is different. Evet, everybody agrees, doesn't stop. There's no concept of bar mitzvah by Evet, David. It's only by a son. Right. Evet, right. There's no difference. He's your Evet even after bar mitzvah.
Right.
It's a monetary thing. So Evet is different. Okay. So I think that's basically the story when it comes to the question of Pidgin Aben. What I
want to...
Yeah?
For the... Just for what you just quickly, you're just saying for the meal. If he's after bar mitzvah, I would presume that he would say, the son would say the bracha himself. The son would say bracha, maybe ala mila, or maybe it's limol. I don't know, limol.
Michael, but most people don't do mila themselves. It's the mo who is going to do mila on the god.
Right. Yes.
My question is, when they perform a mila on somebody who's older than bar mitzvah, right? Do they make a bracha?
Yeah, for sure. Because he's now I would say he would still make the same bracha. He's now, instead of the shaliach of the father, he's the shaliach of the son.
Right. But if the very mitzvah of mila was defined by the banim, so maybe the whole reason we just do the mila by a gado is just simply because of kares. Okay, I'm not sure. Maybe you're right. Okay, I'm not sure.
What about by a gyur? They say bracha?
It's different because that's not mitzvah of mila. That's just gera. So that I think that's a different story.
Do they say bracha of
lachnis? I don't know what of ala mila
or any of the brachas. What do they do?
I know that there's a bracha for the tvila. I don't know whether he makes a bracha for the mila. Okay, no, I think not because we're afraid that he may change his mind. I think so, right? We wait till the tvila, right? Right. Okay. All right.
By an Evet, he wouldn't. That's also it's a Kabbalah.
Well, Avadim, right. I don't know, but there's a mitzvah for Avadim. So as I said, Avadim is different. Okay. So we got Pidyon Aben. Let's talk about Talmud Torah. So one of the dinim mentioned in the Braisa that the father has an obligation for his children is to teach Torah. All right, and that's certainly a mitzvah d'oraisa. And what's interesting is the sources of the mitzvah. So let me read you the Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos. Rambam Sefer HaMitzvos says, number 18, Hishitivanu lomo Torah ulalamda v'zehu anikra Talmud Torah. Learn Torah and to teach it. V'hu amra v'shinamtam levanecha. What does the Rambam quote the pasuk? V'shinamtam levanecha, which is written in the first parsha of Kriyashma, correct? In the Sefer Mitzvahs, that's the makor of teaching Torah to your children. Vishinamtam levanecha. And the Chinuch says the same thing. Now, look at the Rambam Talmud Torah. Let's see what the Rambam says. Nashim vavadim miktanim pturim mitalmud Torah vakatan aviv chayav lelamdo Torah shenemar ulimadetem osam es bneichem daberbam. He's quoting the pasuk in the second parsha of Kriyashma. Not the pasuk he quoted in Sefer HaMitzvos. The Rambam continues, Kishem, this is halacha base, Kishem shechayev adam lulamed as beno, kachuchave chayev lulamed as ben beno. And then the Rambam says, velo beno ben beno bovad, mitzvah kol chacham v'chacham Yisrael, lulamed as kol atamidim, afopi she'enan banav. He is a mitzvah to teach everybody. Sheneamar, Vishinamtam levanecha, mipi ashmu alamdu, banecha elu tamidim, shatamidim kurim banim. So the Rambam says, he quotes both sukkim. And the Rambam says, there's a mitzvah to teach Torah, not only to your sons and grandsons, but to all of Klal Yisrael. So, why is the Rambam quoting two sukkim? Number one. Number two, the Lecha Mishnah has a question from the Gemara Kedusha. Number 21, the Gemara says, Ad heichan chayav adam lelamed is b'no Torah. How far? To what extent? Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Shmuel, kigon zvurim ben dan, shalimdo avi aviv, mikro mishnah v'talmud halachos ve'agados. So it's a lot. You need to teach your son a lot of Torah. Meisve, we learned, it says in a brisa, lamdo mikra, if your father taught you chumash, aim lamdo mishnah. Amarava. So what do you mean? You call it Torah kula? It just mikra, that's it. Amarava. Kizvulim ben dan, velo kizvulim ben dan. Kizvulim ben dan, shalom do avi avi. Velo kizvulim ben dan, dilohasa mikra mishnah tamu valachos vagados, dilohaka mikra lava. So you're right. When the obligation of a father teaching his son Torah is limited in mikra. The father just has to teach him chumash. But the rest, he doesn't have to do it. So the Lecha Mishnah says, how can the Rambam say there's a mitzvah to teach Torah to everybody? Isn't that against the Gemara? The Gemara says that the mitzvah is only to teach mikra and nothing else. So the Rambam is against the Gemara. I mean, he has sources for the Rambam. Maybe it's a machlokas amorayim. But there's another way to answer this question. I'm going to quote an answer given by Rav Aaron Soloveitchik. He wrote a Sefer on Perach Mata Aaron on Sefer Mada. So the Rav Aaron writes the following answer for the Rambam to answer the Lecha Mishnah's question. He says that there are really two aspects of Talmud Torah. We have an aspect of teaching Torah to your son. And that's why the Rambam quoted Pasuk, Ulimadetem es b'neichem. And that's the Gemara in Kiddushin, and for which you're mechuyev to spend money. And that's limited to Mikra. And then there's a second aspect to Talmud Torah. That's the Pasuk, Vishinamtem levanecha. And that's the Torah, Bechlau, Klau Israel. And your sons are certainly not different than anybody else. They have Kedima, but certainly they're included in all of Klau Israel. So now, that's what Ravon wants to say. So first I'm going to quote a very beautiful Mesha Chachma, Or Sameach. The Or Sameach says, the Pasuk Vishinamtam Lavanecha in the first Parsha of Kriya Shema is written B'Lashon Yachid. The entire first Parsha of Kriya Shema is individual. The second Parsha, it says, in Lashon Rabbim. So the Rav Meir Simcha says, whenever the Torah writes something in a plural way, Lashon Rabbim, it means each individual. Whenever the Torah writes it, B'Lashon Yachid, it means collectively of Klal Yisrael. So now, that fits into what Rav Aaron was trying to say. When it comes to the aspect of Talmud Torah restricted to your son, that should be Gufa the Pasuk that the Rambam quotes, Ulimanetem is Bneikam, written in the second Parsha, Lashon Rabbim, because that's particular. That's dafka to your son. You're not mechuyev to pay money to educate Chumash to anybody else. However, the Shinamtam Levanecha, which is in the first Parsha, which is Lashon Rabbim, in terms of Klal Yisrael, you don't have to spend money. But anybody, as the Rambam says, all the Chachamim, anybody has the capability of teaching Torah is responsible to disseminate Torah to all of Klal Yisrael. And therefore, that aspect is Lashon Yachid, because that includes all of Klal Yisrael. Now, based on this, let's see the beginning of the words of the Rambam in Talmud Torah. The Rambam says, Nashim v'avadim k'tanim p'turim in Talmud Torah. Aval katan aviv chayav lamdo Torah. So the Rambam says katan. So doesn't that imply? I asked the question. The brisa in Kiddushin that lists off the various halakos that you are mechuyev to teach and to do to your son pidyon haben mila and teach him Torah. Do they apply post bar mitzvah? So the Rambam says mila no, pidyon haben no. Is a person mechuyev to teach Torah to his son after bar mitzvah? So what do we say? What would you say based on what we see from the Rambam? Would a person be mechuyev to teach Torah to his son after bar mitzvah?
Well, like anyone else, that kind
right. of... Right, that's what I would say. Exactly, Dave. As the second aspect of Vishinamtam Levanecha, yes, just like he's mechuyev to teach everybody else. But the first aspect, olimadatem es bneichem, I would say it's very meduyek. The Rambam says the word katan. The Rambam says katan consistently because the Rambam holds that all of these halachos listed in that brisa are all limited to a katan, and they do not apply post bar mitzvah. So we have a consistent sheet of the Rambam by Mila, by Pidyon HaBen, by teaching Torah, that the Rambam consistently throughout all of these mitzvos is saying that they do not apply post bar mitzvah. And that's why I think when it came to the last statement of La'asiyah Isha, remember the Rambam just quoted the Rabbanan by Gross. He didn't quote any halacha by the son, because the Rambam learned that Yerushalmi, that whole halacha is a lichatkila. Yerushalmi said, is it a mitzvah li'iku? He learned like the Pnei Moshe, not like the Rashba. And therefore, according to the way the Pnei Moshe learned, that whole thing is a lichatkila. So the Rambam didn't even quote it, because obviously marriage is post bar mitzvah. The Rambam understands all of the dinim mi'ikar adin are manifestations of chinuch. And chinuch means helping the son get ready, become independent. So I would say the Rambam understands the whole concept of all of these other mitzvos of Mila, Pidyon HaBen consistently do not continue post bar mitzvah, because all of these mitzvos are all part of chinuch, of in the general sense of getting the son ready to become independent. And therefore, once he becomes independent, let him do it himself. He doesn't need the father to do it anything. He can do everything himself. He doesn't need the father for it. All right. And the Rashba understands that these have nothing to do with chinuch. They're independent mitzvos. And therefore, they're just simply mitzvos that the father has to do. And the son is just the object, the recipient of these mitzvos. And they should continue even after bar mitzvah. And the Rashba can learn like that mechilta, that they're all deraisa. All right, so I want to spend a few minutes on the Rambam Shita of Chinuch and see if we can wrap up with this. So the Makor of Chinuch. So the Meshech Chachma writes in Breishis, I quote the source here, that the pasuk ki dativ lamana sheyitzaves banavev is beso acharav v'shamru derech Hashem la'asos tzedako mishpat. The Meshech Chachma says, the mitzvah of chinuch is doraisa. There's your source. If the pasuk says that Avram Avinu is going to educate his children to do tzedakah mishpat, that's a mitzvah doraisa. What does it mean, tzedakah mishpat? That's chinuch. So the Meshech Chachma says, we have a makor doraisa of the mitzvah of chinuch. The Rambam never quoted that pasuk. The Rambam will say, chinuch is incorporated in the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, specifically the Limadatem is B'nekem. That in itself manifests itself in Chinuch. I'm going to quote a few Gemaras to talk about the mitzvah of Chinuch. There's a Gemara in Yuma, there's a Mishnah that says, Hatinokos ein ma'an inosan b'yom kippur. You don't tell the child to fast on Yom Kippur. Ava mechan chinosan, Lefnei shana, lefnei shnasayim. But nevertheless, you're mechanech there. So, shiyu regilim b'mitzvah. So the Mishnah already tells you there's a concept of chinuch, educate your children to be able to fulfill mitzvahs. There's a Gemara in Nazir. So we already have a Mishnah in Yuma, and we even have a Gemara in Nazir. The Gemara talks about a Mishnah that says, Aish Majir is Bino Benazir. A person can be mechanech his son to become a Nazir. Ha'ena Isha Maderes is Bina Benazir. So the Gemara says, Ish in, about Isha lo, my time. Rav Yochanan Amar Halacha Yi Benazir. It's a halacha. Rav Yossi Bar Hanina says, in the name of Reish Lakish, Amri Shlakish, Kidei Lechancha B'mitzvos. No. Ihachi afilu isha nami kesaver ish chayev lechanek bno mitzvos ve'ena isha chayeves lechanek es bno. So we see there's a chiyuv of mitzvos on the father. The Gemara also says there's no chiyuv chinuch on the mother. Now that happens to be a machlokis rishonim, for which I quote here machlokis Meiri and the Ritva. The Meiri says that even though the Gemara says eni shechayeves lechanek zibna, you could say that's only Reish Lakish. Rav Yochanan disagrees, or you could say it's a special din by Nazir. Nazir is not nobody's mechuyev to become a Nazir, but the Mishnah in Yuma, which is Yom Kippur, that's something, an obligation we all have to do. Then, of course, even a woman will be obligated to do chinuch on her son. Be it as it may, whether it applies to an isha or not, what is agreeable from this whole Gemara is there's a mitzvah of chinuch. The question is it doraisa or not? The Meshech Chachma claims it's doraisa. We have a couple of brises. Let me quote some brises. So the Gemara in Sukkah over here says, Tanu Rabbanan, katan hayodeh lenaneya, chayev belula, lihitatev, chayev betzitzes. Lishmor tfilin, aviv, lokeach lo tfilin, yodeh ledabir, aviv lom de Torah v'kriyashma. So the Gemara says, katan. It's pretty clear from this Gemara that this chinuch is on the katan, certainly not post bar mitzvah. So the Rambam will say that that's consistent with the Brisa and Kiddushin. The only reason why it's separated, it's all a manifestation of chinuch, of Lelamdo Torah. The Mishnah, the Brisa and Kiddushin mentioned teaching Torah, and this chinuch is an outgrowth of that. The Rashba will say, no, those things are different. They continue post bar mitzvah. This is different. Maybe the Rashba learned the Mechilta, that it's Doraisa, while this Brisa is all Derabbanan. And therefore, it's only limited to a katan. Now, there's a Gemara in Sukkah 28b where the Gemara says clearly that chinuch is the Rabbanan. Amar Mar, kol the rabos esektanim, vatnan nashim vavadim miktanim pturim in a Sukkah, lokasha, kam bekatan shiigia lechinuch, kam bekatan shelo higia lechinuch. Katan shiigia lechinuch midrabananu, midrabanan vikras machtabam. The Gemara says that chinuch for a son is the Rabbanan. The Meshech Chachma just finished saying that chinuch is the Raisa. Isn't he against this Gemara in Sukkah that says that chinuch is the Rabbanan? Any answers? Anybody wants to suggest an answer?
No, the doing the mitzvah is the Rabbanan.
Right. It's,
but the chinuch itself would be the Raisa.
When you say chinuch, you mean just teaching the son to know what the dinim about the mitzvah? Is that what you mean?
Well, you say actually, technically, chinuch is like when, like with the Keli HaMikdash, it's like inauguration.
Right.
So that way they'll know when they become chayev themselves, they'll know what to do.
Right. That's what I was trying to say in the Rambam. It's a preparation, right? But if you learn like the Rashba, who says it's not just preparation, that there's a mitzvah of chinuch, and he takes that entire bright, right? So if we say all of that, and especially the Meshech Chachma says, Leman Yitzavez, Banov Nebeso, it's a Doraisa. So how can the Gemara over here say it's the Rabbana? That's the question.
I mean, for the child is...
Right. So one answer we could say is the chiyuv on the father would be Doraisa. But as far as the child himself, that would be the Rabban. That's what you're saying, David, right? That there's a question of the child's heel versus the father's heel, right? You know, the
child would not be mevatel losa simba, not doing a mitzvah.
Right, exactly.
The father has to make sure that the child is inaugurated, used to doing it.
Right. So I'm going to just conclude with the Rambam here. The Rambam says, first he quotes the din by Mahalas Asuros, the pasuk, Chanoch lenar al pi darko. That's 27. So lafrisho es akatan mitzuva alaviv ligor bo ulafrisho kidei lechancho. And the same thing by Avelos. Now, I'm going to quote just two examples. I list off the whole list of cases when the Rambam says the katan himself is chayv midivrei sofrim, And sometimes he says mechanic. I'm just going to illustrate with two samples. So 29 is just one example of chametz matzah by the mitzvah of matzah. Hakol chayam ma'achilas matzah, afilu nashim va'avadim, katan shiyako leachol pas, mechanchin oso b'mitzvos. He doesn't say chayv midivrei sofer, he just says mechanchin oso. However, if you look in the mitzvah of sukkah, he says, nashim va'avadim k'tanim p'turim in a sukkah, and then he says, katan sheino tzarech le'imo, ki ben shesh, chayv b'sukkah midivrei sofrim k'dei lechanchol mitzvos. So sometimes the Rambam will say Chayev Midivrei Sofrim, and sometimes he just says Mechanchin Oso. I list off in this chart all the cases where the Rambam says one way versus the other. So I would say, in general, the Rambam holds that Chinuch is included in the Talmud Torah, and that would be the general mitzvah of Chinuch, Mechanchin Oso. And in those particular mitzvahs on the left, where he says midivrei sofrim, there it means that they generated a chiyuv from the mitzvah itself. The Chazal said they created a mitzvah derabanan of sukkah for a katan. Midoraisa, a katan doesn't have to sit in a sukkah. Midorabanan, they said, we want to create a chiyuv derabanan for a katan to sit in the sukkah. So the father himself, like you were saying, David, has a general mitzvah educating. As far as the son is concerned, then the Rambam says in these four instances, Chazal added these particular Durabban. That's what he says, Divrei Sofer. But in general, the Rambam would say that the general concept of doing all these mitzvahs are part of Chinuch, and all of them should stop after Bar Mitzvah. And therefore, our brisa that we started off, Mila and Pidyon HaBen and Lamdo Torah and all these items, would stop by Bar Mitzvah, according to the Rambam, while the Rashba will say they're not part of Chinuch, it's an independent mitzvah, and therefore they should continue post Bar Mitzvah. And the Sefer Chinuch says, in general, like the Rashba, except for Mila, because the mitzvah was defined specifically for Ketanim.
No. What did this these numbers 6-1? Is that
I'm just giving you sources in the Mishnah Torah where the Rambam
on the Mishnah Torah. In the Mishnah Torah, okay.
Yeah,
Mishnah
right. Mm-hmm. Does anybody have any questions you want to ask me? No questions, huh? Okay, thank you everybody for listening. Good moed and Chag Kasher v'Sameach. Thank you all for joining me. Okay, and nice to see everybody. I'm so glad you were able to join me. Okay, Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Chag Sameach.
Yashakoach, Chag Sameach.
Good morning. Thank you. Good morning. Take care. Nice to see you. Okay.